Singer Alinda Segarra has tried on a lot of identities. She actually grew up far from the Western Plains, in the Bronx, in a Puerto Rican family. Her aunt and uncle raised her in what sounds like kind of a time capsule.
I grew up kind of like living in their era with like the media that I'd take in. We'd watch a lot of like I Love Lucy and watch like West Side Story. My favorite comedian was Jerry Lewis. I was kind of living in the time period that they grew up with.
That's part of the reason the 30-year-old Segarra says she always kind of felt like an outsider. Didn't relate to neighborhood kids, didn't do well in school, didn't relate to her own family. She fell in with the punk rock scene on New York's Lower East Side, tried that identity on for a while. But she started to tire of the city and started dreaming about another kind of life.
Just this idea of going out on the road and experiencing the rest of the country, I felt a lot of curiosity about what is America like and what are small towns like and what does it feel like to be in the middle of nowhere and see stars, you know? I was just such a city kid.
So at 17, she left, literally thumbing rides and hopping trains across the country. And she started playing songs inspired by her travels.
Well, I used to be a rambling girl. Oh, but I got tired, and I settled down.
Segarra made New Orleans her home and eventually started her band Hooray for the Riff Raff. Their music sounds like those long road trips Segarra made in the West, a mixture of rock, folk, and blues. Their new album, though, is something different, because Segarra finally got to the point where she was ready to grapple with the part of her identity she had pushed away when she was younger. She is a Puerto Rican woman from a New York neighborhood. And that history is now part of her music. The new album is called The Navigator.
Today I feel weak, but tomorrow I feel a queen. I was raised by the streets. Do you know what that really means?
You've put together an album that has a concept. This is a story. And there's a character at the center of this. This is the Navigator. Can you fill out the contours of her for us a little more? Where does she come from?
Well, Navita is kind of my superhero. And she is a 17-year-old girl who is Puerto Rican and lives in the city, which is just kind of like my Gotham City. And she feels very trapped by her place in society. So she makes a wish to wake up and not recognize anyone around her or anything. And when she wakes up, it's 40 years later, and she's in the same city. And everyone that she knew and every cultural thing that she knew and every place that she knew is all gone.
So she got her wish.
She got her wish. And she realizes what she lost.
Oh, wait.
Then she's on a journey to find where the remnants of her people are.
I want to play some of another track from the album. This is called Rican Beach, and this is really about these same people you're talking about not just disappearing, but being pushed away from their home.
First they stole our language, then they stole our names, then they stole the things that brought us fame.
You're talking about people being displaced in a lot of different ways. How has this played out in the neighborhood you grew up in?
Well, my neighborhood is still pretty intact, honestly. It's pretty far up there. It's in the northwest part of the Bronx, so it's not really that convenient yet for people. But when I go back to New York City, a place that I was very drawn to, that I spent a lot of my time, was the Lower East Side. And the Lower East Side has such a rich history of Puerto Rican art and Puerto Rican activism. I didn't even realize that I was really interacting with, you know, my ancestry. I thought I was just following the punk scene.
Well, you can take my life, but don't take my home.
I really think it took me until about this age to really decide that I needed to learn about where I'm from and where I fit in my lineage of people. It was a very healing experience. I had to heal this shame that I felt as a kid and also really prove that kid wrong.
You use the word shame to describe how you felt. Where did that come from? What did that look like when you were young?
Well, I think it had many different aspects. For me, I felt that I didn't really fit into any of the boxes that I saw created for Puerto Rican women in the media. I only saw representations that were very overly sexualized, not very intellectual, not very rebellious. It made me believe for some reason that that's what we were, that that wasn't just representation, that that was the truth. And it made me feel like I needed to search through other cultures and other backgrounds to find people who might be like me.
Well, I just want to go to work and get back home and be something. I just want to fall in line and do my time and be something.
It's kind of a spoiler question, but how does the story end on this album?
Well, Navi realizes her place. She finds her people on Rican Beach, and she realizes that her purpose is to remember and to tell the stories that have been hidden from these future generations that she's found on Rican Beach.
From El Barrio to Arecibo, Palante. From Marble Hill to the coast of Emmett Till, Palante.
Alinda Segarra is the lead singer of Hooray for the Riff Raff. Her new album is called The Navigator. Thanks so much for talking with us, Alinda.
Oh, thank you.
To all who came.